the Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest live via Zoom. He is attorney Mark Thompson. He is a friend of ours. He is a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. Mark, appreciate you sticking around. We got a couple of callers. We want to go to the phones next. And if you've got questions for Mark, dial right now at 844-967-2789. But Mark, before we move on, got to ask you, Gableman, the former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, who's now in charge of this Republican-led partisan witch hunt, is now run off to Waukesha County, a notoriously conservative county, and Mark is seeking the arrest of the mayor of Madison and Green Bay. This seems a skosh partisan to me as well. Mark, what's your opinion, sir?
You know, I haven't looked at all the details of the specifics, but one thing that has really become very clear is that there are some Republicans, particularly those close to our former president, that have decided the way to handle folks they don't like is by trying to get them in prison, including their own Republicans. And if nothing else, it should send a shudder down the spine of every decent person in the state of Wisconsin, if not the whole country. Because it used to be you had a First Amendment right to say you didn't like, you know, the president who you were going to vote for. And all of a sudden, when you know, like my fellow commissioners, we let people exercise their constitutional right to vote in the middle of a pandemic, and somehow we're alleged to be criminals. I mean, I want people to start looking at, right, who's asking for who to go to jail and why, and who's next? Look, if it was me and then Dean Knutson and Marge Bosselman, then who's next? Right? Well,
sir, I hope it's not me, because I've certainly drawn the ire of Republicans in my life. Hey, my fine guest, he is Mark Thompson. He is a lawyer and a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. Mark, we got a few callers. Let's give him a chance at you. Diane from Verona. Diane, say hi to Mark.
Hi, Commissioner. You might
remember
me. You might remember me as a staffer at the LEC. Anyway, so it's not the first time that the majority party has attempted to blackball or, you know, throw regular people under the bus. They did that with the GAB also for just doing their jobs, just as Megan Wolf is doing her job. So this is not their first attempt at this, and I know you know that. But I, too, find it very, very scary. I don't know what they can do next. I'm afraid of what they'll do next.
Mark, do you have any scary predictions for Diane and the
rest? Yeah, here. I think the first thing that's really, really important is that we are not afraid. Okay. We should not be afraid, right? Our union flag flies over the state of Wisconsin. Okay. We had thousands of folks die to fight slavery and protect this, right? Mike. Father-in-law fought the Nazis in Germany. Good people should not be talking about being afraid. It is our time to be brave and courage. And anybody that's willing to put Marge Bosselman, a Republican, in jail for letting old people vote, they need to be afraid, okay? So all good people need to go out there and put the fingers, point to these people that are so evil.
Mark,
can't be afraid.
Is public opinion the only guardrail at this point against these overreaches, these witch hunts? What is the proper response?
Yeah, you know, I think it is. Here, at the end of the day, our politicians are going to do what the people say. And we have to put an end to the bullies, okay? I mean, for 10 years, we've let bullies tell us what to do and how to do it. And, you know, we all love, just look, it's the holiday season. We'd much rather just, you know, buy your Christmas tree, go to your presents, go to church, do what you want. Okay. But this is wake up time, folks. we have to go tell these people that you can't ruin our lifestyle. You can't take over our country. You can't take over our elections. We're not going to let you do it. And all if all of us do that, this stuff would be over, folks. We could do this.
844-967-2789. More callers for Mark Thompson. He is the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner and a friend of ours, Susan, in the car. Say hi to my pal, Mark.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for running the election so carefully this past year. It's really appreciated. But
thank you, Susan. I appreciate that. We need the good news. We always hear from the bad folks. It's good to hear from folks that care.
It's a dirty job, and somebody has to do it right. So, but it shouldn't be a dirty job. So the question I have is, how can we speak truth to power in this situation? Because, I mean, I have called, I have done all these things, and it's so frustrating because nobody seems to be listening to anyone who calls them, especially if you're not in their district. They kind of just, I'm sure, throw away your name. So what is the best way to do that?
Appreciate your call, Susan.
I think that's such a perfect question because I'll tell you what, personally, when I heard the sheriff was hunting for me and my fellow commissioners, I looked around and I said, you know, where are the friends and what, you know, where's the cavalry? And it was like, hello. And then I said, you know, I guess I got to ask people to help. And so I'm asking you, Susan, you go ask all your friends to talk, to write. We need to talk to our editors of papers, TV, every rep you know, every day about how bad it is because they are trying to put fellow Republicans in jail. You need to go tell every Republican, independent, Democrat, any human being that these people want to put good people in jail, even their own party members. And we need everybody to get busy. It's like every day. We need to be every day because I tell you what, they're the opposition. Every day they have a plan. I get sued every other day, right? I woke up this morning to call in for my resignation. They are busy every day. We need to get busier. We cannot sit around and just let it happen. It's like go to work time. As I've said to Mike before, it's Paul Revere time, okay? It's Paul Revere time. The king is coming. The king wants to take it over, and we can't let it happen. So just everything you can do, Susan, emails, texts, everything. Mark, please, please, please.
Mark, let me get one more word in here. He is a fine Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, Mark Thompson. Mark, thank you so much for joining us here today. We'll catch up real soon. Stay out of jail for the holidays, my friend.
I hope so.
Well, call me. I got some bail. I'll bail you out, Mark. Thank you for listening. More Devils Radio.
What a country. America, I love it.